It's the Twins hosting the Tigers on Friday night. Justin Verlander, 6-0 in his career at Target Field, gets the start for Detroit, facing Hector Santiago for the Twins. We pick this one up in the top of the third. Hector Santiago facing Justin Upton.
Waiting on the 1-1 from the lefty Santiago on the way. Swinging a drive to center field. Buxton on the run. Going back. It's over his head, up against the wall, and straightaway center. Cabrera around third. He will score. Martinez over to third. It's a RBI double for Justin Upton. 2-0 Tigers here in the third.
Well, here we go. This is what this team needed right here.
Here's the 1-2. Swinging a fly ball to left field out the bat of McCann. Watch it fly. Gone. James McCann with his fourth of the year. Big home run here in the sixth inning, and the Tigers take a 3-0 lead.
Well, Buggy Whip City, everybody. We knew it the minute he hit it. What a bullet he hit. That is the third home run he has hit off this left-hander.
There's a swing and a ground ball right side. Under the glove of both Cabrera and Kinsler into right. Sano's heading home. Throw to the plate won't be in time. Two-run single from Robbie Grossman. He just squeezed it by two diving infielders, and the Twins have cut the Tigers' lead to 3-2. The 1-1. Swing and a little pop fly into shallow left, and that's going to drop for a base hit. And to score comes Maurer. How about that? 3-3 game. Just a little blue. Yeah.
Cannot make it up.
Now swinging a fly ball to left field out the bat of Rosario. It's deep, going back up and gone. Eddie Rosario goes opposite field. Three-run shot. And just like that, the Tigers' 3-0 lead has been wiped out. Twins lead 6-3.
Fastball down the heart of the plate.
The Twins explode for a half dozen runs in the sixth. They hang on to beat the Twins 6-3 to snap a four-game losing skid. Hector Santiago strikes out six and pitches into the seventh to earn his second win of the season. The loss for Justin Verlander was his first career defeat at Target Field. Miguel Cabrera's status uncertain after leaving Friday's game with a groin strain. Here's the skipper, Brad Ausmus, talking about the injury to his slugger.
Okay, Brad, can you just start off telling us about Miguel Cabrera, what happened and what the prognosis is?
He has a groin strain, right groin strain. Did it on the dive, the ball that kind of went in between he and Kinsler that drove in a couple runs, I think off of Grossman's bat. That's when he felt it. And when he got back to the dugout after the inning, he let the trainers know, and we just removed him from the game. We'll know more tomorrow.
Justin Verlander lost his first career start at Target Field. Here's Verlander's thoughts on that rough sixth inning.
Can't walk that many guys. I mean, I'd rather throw right down the middle and say, here you go, hit it and put it on a tee and hope our defenders can make a play. But, just didn't happen.
Fastball looked like it had a lot of life on it, especially early on. You had that at bat with Snow. You were like 96, 97, 98. Were you feeling good about your fastball tonight and working off that? Or thoughts on your fastball?
Yeah, the stuff's where I need it. Ball's coming out good. Off-speed stuff has been pretty good. It's just need to be more consistent. It seems like I'm throwing too many balls that, really aren't swingable pitches, balls that aren't quite starting as strikes, and is particularly on off-speed. And then the fastball's catching a lot of plate sometimes. Just a general mix of some things that need to be tightened up a bit. Kind of an overall, I guess if you want to say it's an overall theme.
Justin, were they a little bit more patient at the plate than maybe you would have expected given how they've been going this season?
No, I think that falls into what I'm doing. I was throwing pitches that even if they wanted to swing, they probably couldn't have. It's just got to be around the zone a little bit more than I was today. A lot of wasted pitches, a lot of non-competitive pitches. Not that I was trying to throw them there, but. Need to fine tune things a little bit. I think as the season goes on, typically I've always gotten more and more. My timing is better and better, and I get more and more feel and control. But still, there's no excuse for being that off.
Blaine Hardy made his first appearance of the season out of the bullpen. Here's the reliever's post game comments.
Well, I don't want to rub it in your face, but I did pitch in Chicago. For some reason, I don't know what it is, but every time I come up here, first outing, I've got a little bit of pregame jitters, and as soon as you start warming up, you're like, oh, okay, well, yep, I'm going in this game. But, you know, once I throw that last warm-up pitch, for some reason I'm able to just tune it all out and just say, it's me versus the hitter.
Mikey Matuk watched the Tigers' lead evaporate in the sixth. Here's the right fielder's thoughts after the loss.
You know what? I mean, it's so hard, you know, out there, and you don't know how much he misses by, and you know, obviously, and they put, you know, they fouled off some tough pitches, and they were able to work some counts and get on base. You know, obviously, Justin's, you know, one of the best out there, and you know, I'm sure he's, you know, y'all talked to him earlier, and I'm sure he told you exactly what he felt was wrong. So. I've never pitched. I can't really give you that insight, but, you know, he competed and you know, they fouled off some tough pitches and were able to work some walks.
Kind of tough to see Miguel Cabrera leave the game. What were your thoughts when you saw him limp off and not come back?
You know, it's tough. You know, Miggy's our guy, you know, so he's the best hitter of all time. And, you know, he's, you know, best hitter in the game. And, you know, I don't really know what happened. You just, stuff like that, it's hard to see. You know, there wasn't, you know, a moment that, oh, man, he may be hurt. You know, it just kind of... one of those weird things, and you know, hopefully he's fine, and it's just something minor, and he's back out there.
Things started to slip away in Tampa Bay with that series, and now not winning here in the first game here. How tough is it to get things back on the rails when they seem to slide off?
You know what? We just keep coming out here every day and playing hard. You know, we show up to the field ready to go, and you know, we don't get down on each other, and we come out there and we support each other, and you know, you go out and try to win games as best you can, and you know, it's baseball. You know, there's what 148 games or whatever left in the season, and you know, so I don't think any of these guys are getting down on each other. I think we're gonna come in tomorrow and we're gonna play well and hopefully get the W and turn things back around.
Matthew Boyd takes the mound for the Tigers Saturday in Game 2 of the series.